W.F. Howells presents an unabridged recording of Mystery of the Night Watchers by A.M. Howell, narrated by Imogen Comrie. Chapter 1. Anything but normal. It was not normal for Nancy to see her mother's pale cheeks tilted towards the night sky in their back garden as they had been for the past week, watching for the return of Halley's Comet. It was not normal for Nancy to come across her mother cleaning their family shoes two nights in a row after everyone had retired to bed, her long nightgown covered in thumbprint smudges of black polish. Nancy also felt it was far from normal for her mother to be so mesmerised by the unremarkable table clock in the hallway of their Leeds townhouse, staring at it in the way you might do just before a birthday or Christmas, eager for time to march onwards. When Nancy questioned her mother about these things, she would just give her a distracted smile and set her a task, like folding ironed clothes, helping her younger sister Violet perfect the curves of her handwriting on her school slate, or taking their terrier Monty for a walk. But these strange things Nancy noticed about her mother had settled in her mind, making her alert for other strange behaviour. Which is why Nancy was staring hard at her mother now as she bustled about clearing away teacups and saucers and kipper-smeared breakfast plates. Mrs. Bell, their home help, normally came in to do this after she and Violet had gone to school. Knowing that she was unlikely to get a satisfactory answer to why her mother was behaving like this, Nancy sighed, left the kitchen, and walked into the hall to say goodbye to her father as he prepared to go to work. She brushed past Violet, who was sitting on the bottom step of the stairs feeding an already portly Monty the remains of her breakfast sausage, her school socks around her ankles, a smear of brown sauce staining the sleeve of her white school blouse. "Goodbye, Father, and good luck today," Nancy said, passing him his black hat and umbrella from the coat stand. Her father's forehead crinkled into a frown as he adjusted his hat and bent to give Nancy a quick kiss on the cheek.
"I'll do my best. I know you think the punishment is harsh, but theft is a serious crime, no matter what the circumstances."
Nancy pushed her hands into the pockets of her navy blue school pinafore, thinking that while her father, as a solicitor, had to respect the law at all times, it would be most unfair if the children in his case today were sent to prison for stealing a few apples. They were only hungry after all. Her mother rushed down the hallway, wiping her hands on her apron. "It worries me that you take your father's court cases to heart so, Nancy."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?